Focus on flowers. During the Renaissance, which began in the 16th century, artists who worked with plants began to focus on the specific characteristics of the plants themselves and the intricacy of their composition. Prior to this time, plant and flower images had been used for decorative and medicinal purposes or to symbolize religious concepts as formulaic devices. But in the 16th century, the microscope was available to aid the naked eye in observation, and printing had been invented to replicate images. Leonardo da Vinci drew botanical images, and he loved the symmetry he found in plants and flowers, and was one of the artists who looked at plants with the eye of a scientist. One of his famous drawings is of March marigolds, and he and other artists of his time started the trend of creating realistic images of botanical specimens. They observed, they drew, and they celebrated the beauty that was embodied in the plant and the flower's actual structure. The entire plant, flowers, leaves, stems, and roots were illustrated by artists of this time. Crispin de Pas, the younger, a Dutch engraver, was the first who depicted flowers and bulbs as collections in the natural context of a cultivated garden. More information about this program can be found at wfiu.org. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Renaissance botanical art.